This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Exists in the minds of people, right? Because if people didn't believe in the idea of the state, then people would see them clearly for what they are, which is a criminal gang. But yeah, for now, they still believe in it. People still believe that, you know, the system works, and yeah, it might be messed up. But
and the people there are good, and they have the best interests of society in mind.
Well,
and
I don't think they think that that's true. I mean, they don't like, some people don't like Trump, some people don't like Obama. So, I mean, they see that some of these guys are bad. They can see that clearly. The
right.
people on the other side are bad, but
right.
they can't see it clearly. The people,
their guys are the good ones, and right. all we got to do is vote in the good ones, right? And then everything gets better.
So yeah, so they still believe this mythology surrounding the state. That doesn't seem that's going to go anywhere anytime soon, especially with people being so cowardly. Maybe is the right.
That's
word.
A good term. I've used that recently.
You got a lot of people.
Cowardice.
We saw last night there were some statistics and polls that have been done that show that roughly 2 out of 3 Americans think that things are so-called reopening too fast. So
It has always been legal to stay home. You
yep.
can always just stay home if yep. that's what you want to do.
Everything can reopen, and
that
they don't have to change
allowed.
Their lifestyle at all.
1 out of 10 Americans believes that things should go back to normal.
I don't know if that's a good thing either. Like, that normal wasn't particularly
well,
good for
I think
freedom
those
and liberty
are the,
either.
I think it's more like an election, and those are the two options that you're... So between those options,
oh, okay.
between complete totalitarianism, it's telling you literally you can't go to work, and back to how it was.
Yeah.
Among those options...
Yeah, I don't think they were talking about anything more, Richie, than... Normal being able to, like, go somewhere and sit down to eat. Being
okay.
able to go somewhere and not have someone in a mask talking to you.
Sure.
That kind of normal.
All right.
1 out of 10 support that. So that's kind of the world that we're in right now, and it's crazy. But even in the system, even under this, you know, purported set of rules, this constitution, their statutes, state statutes, federal codes, all this legal mumbo-jumbo, even underneath that system... There's a strong argument that executive orders are not laws.
But they are enforced, and that's the important part.
Are they? Well, some of them are, some of them aren't.
Okay.
Here in New Hampshire, we haven't seen a whole lot of enforcement of the executive orders.
That's the only important thing. If they're not going to enforce it, it's as good as the paper it's written on. It's trash.
But in some states, we have seen them tackling people and arresting people. And
I mean, you've seen that here. They arrest. I think they are actually arrested, but they definitely confronted some people at the park in Concord.
You're talking about the parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That did happen. There's video.
Now, I was at the park today, and for the most part, in my experience in New Hampshire, the cops want nothing to do with this.
Really?
But, yeah.
Well, in Keene, they're not wearing masks, which I was really pleased to see.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, we go, like, I'm not saying it doesn't affect me, because it does, because there's things that I can't actually accomplish, but I'm not paying attention to them, and I've not been given any trouble, and I have not seen anybody been given any trouble. It's not like anybody's hiding it. The mm-hmm. cops seem to just want nothing to do with this. They don't even drive by the lockdown protests.
That much is true. They seem to be almost purposely avoiding the large lockdown protests.
They're there for a paycheck. They don't care about this. They don't want to fight us.
Good. Yeah. Then just stay out of the way.
Well, they certainly drive by the nightcaps that we've been doing here in Keene, because we're right in the heart of downtown. It's hard to avoid that.
But they
circle.
Drive yeah. by that road all night anyway right. on yeah. a weekend.
Yeah. So they're just.
I can't
not
say
even,
that's about y'all.
They won't even look over. Like we watch.
yeah,
them,
like they have to drive down that road because it's right. the main road. But they're like, I don't see anything.
right.
Which is good, which is what you want, right?
Exactly.
If they're not going to enforce it, then it's as good as, like I said, as good as paper. Unenforceable, don't worry about it.
Which supports my proposition that, like, if you make the cops' jobs harder than they think it's worth getting paid for, they'll just stop.
Yeah, but unfortunately, that takes a little bit of time to become a known entity wherever it is you are, where they go like, nope, yeah. he's not worth the hassle. You're going to get arrested a few times.
Well, I mean, I was in Manchester, and there's not really a big, like, CivDis presence there, and we went and got some food, and there were some kids playing at the park, and there were not any cops caring about it.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't, like, barricade the park off or something like
There's, like, a sign that says, the playground is closed. Please stand 6 feet away if you're walking the trail, and then, like, nobody cares.
Good. Speaking of New Hampshire, we're going to go to Dave, who's in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, folks.
Hello. Dave in New Hampshire.
Aaron,
so we'll help if I
yeah,
turn
can you
up.
Hear me
yeah,
okay?
This. Yes, we have you now. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
I hear
okay.
you.
So, Aaron McKeon over at Reopen NH is floating an idea that I think could be really powerful, and they're discussing it over there. I guess the idea of setting a day, maybe someone else has already had this idea, setting a day at some point, I don't know, some weeks in the future, days in the future, where we just, and that's the day we're going to reopen. We're just going to go ahead and reopen, right? And hope mm-hmm. that at least 1% of businesses go ahead and do it, and it becomes an act of mass civil disobedience.
May 11th. Let's make that day May 11th.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from. But there, you know, there would have to be some degree of, some degree of time to get the word out. But it struck me as a fairly powerful idea, and hopefully that will push a little further.
Yeah, I had heard there was some discussion about this. You mentioned Manchester, actually, Melanie. Some of the Keene folks went to Manchester on Saturday for the Manchester protest that was out front of the City Hall, which sadly wasn't attended by more than a handful of people. Keene was about half the attendance at that particular event. But it was super cold and super windy out in that day. But we went back to one of the organizers' houses after that, and Jack Schimmick was there, and he's one of the
nice.
Main guys who has been helping kind of organize these protests that have been happening here. And so that was one of the ideas that was put forth at that meetup, was that business owners, you know, having some sort of a pledge, basically, to get business owners on the same page and say, you know, I'll reopen if you reopen, kind of thing, because people don't want to feel like they're alone, was the idea. Is that kind of what you're talking about, Dave?
This seems like more of an idea of just setting a date and then hoping people follow. And I think it would work. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you see how fast people followed when someone organized a rally at the State House. It started to, I mean, it really ballooned into a lot of people. There's enough there to do a great deal, and the government does not have the will to crack down on a reopening. And this would take this out of Governor Sununu's hands, and he would probably be glad to have it taken out of his hands, this decision of when to do things and how to do them.
Well, that would be the question. Mm-hmm. Who sets the date? Because if it's the state setting the date on when everyone else can reopen versus the business owners coming together and saying, like, all right, we're just doing it, you know.
Yes,
that's an important
we're
distinction.
Just doing it. That's exactly what it should be.
Yep.
Well, if you hear about when that date's supposed to be, definitely let us know, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. There's also some talk about doing like a beach party thing, because apparently they've closed the beach down in Hampton and the Seacoast
yep.
area. So that may happen. There may be
talk of making sand igloos.
There's talk about doing like a beach party, I think, on Memorial Day, I believe.
Okay.
and
that's coming up. That's like 2 weeks away.
2 weeks, and then there's also maybe a visit to the governor's house, possible. That might be fun as well. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Of course, if you know anybody who is opening in spite of government threats, definitely want to hear about any business owner who's got the courage to do that, because they're sadly few and far between. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, it's Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. So head over there, jump into one of those rooms. You will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Now, Intercoin is built to help democratize power to the people and their local communities. Cryptography enables people to hold secure and private elections about any matter of community governance and could even be used for securely tallying and reporting results for national elections. Intercoin has also pioneered provably random polling that is unaffected by poor voter turnout or spoiler effects. It can be used to continuously adjust levers of monetary policy, such as how much UBI to issue the next day. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. We continue here. Are executive orders the same thing as laws? Well, opinion piece at the Washington Times says, no, they're not. But we'll tell you more about that come up here in just a moment. Let's first go to Kelly, listening in Missouri to KWTO in Springfield. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hey, I love your show, and I agree with one of the lady on your panel that was saying, you know, if you want to stay home, stay home. You know, you have a choice. Yep. And my thing is, what's really ignorant about this is right now I just read that San Francisco had a 300% increase and homeless people, counting the tents on the roads, 300%. And I'm just saying this, that the cure has been just an abomination on our economy. And what I would also say, based on that, what are you going to do with these people now? They don't have a place to live. They're now in a tent.
Put them in hotels.
To quarantine them.
Oh, yeah, they're putting them up in hotels in San Francisco. I mean, there was actually a news story last night. Apparently, they're also providing them with free drugs.
And alcohol.
Yeah, that's also a drug.
And are they going to pay the hotel owners?
Sorry,
they're
ahead.
Not getting everybody. There's a 300% increase, so they're not getting everybody.
No, that's true. And they just got to open more hotels.
They're just going to give the hotels to the people who've been homeless for 30 years and never did anything, and not the guy who, like, got kicked out because of the lockdown.
Well, the problem is the hotel owners, they're going to get paid, but it isn't going to be enough to repair all the damage from the trashed hotel rooms from having a bunch of drunk, drug-addled heroin addicts.
Refloor, re-carpet, re-curtain, repaint.
All of it.
Everything. Here's another question for you.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I don't live out on the East Coast or the West Coast. The Midwest is just a little bit more, I think, a little bit more common sense in these areas out here.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm so thankful I don't live in a liberal point of view, because it's trashing everything that this country is built on. And liberalism is stealing our rights. They're stealing our rights. You just made a comment a few minutes ago. And executive orders are not part of the Constitution and my rights. And it just makes me angry. And to all the liberal dads out there, I wish you happy Mother's Day today.
Well, Kelly, just keep in mind, I mean, I don't disagree with what you're saying there necessarily, but keep in mind a lot of these crackdowns have been coming from Republicans as well. So, I mean, it's not like there's any real significant difference between the Republicans and Democrats on this. They are all authoritarians as far as the eye can see. And, you know, there's really been no exception.
Yeah, but the ones that are clinching that, and take the governor in Chicago, for instance, mm-hmm. a lot of them that are clinching on even tighter seem to be more on the liberal point of view.
That may be true.
I would say is this. Yeah, the other thing I would say is what really also gets me is when they first decided to do this, they did not treat every state differently the way we really are. And the density of population and the amount of disease and things that we have in certain areas of the country are much different. And if you broke it down on what COVID-19 is really affecting, now that we know that, a lot of these states don't even have an abundance of what that is attacking and making people vulnerable. So I would say that New York and California not only is not the same as South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, but Missouri is not just like Texas and all the rest. They
right.
should have planned this out based on what was going on record, we already had percentage-wise.
Even the shutdown and reopen are governor decisions. Right, which is why there's arguments amongst
on their face, their governor decisions.
Well, they're not all listening to the diktats of President Trump.
No, they're not.
Well, they shouldn't have planned anything, honestly. They should have just stayed the hell out of it.
Understood.
And let the marketplace respond.
Right.
However, the marketplace decided to respond.
But the governor of Missouri doesn't have to follow suit to what the governor in California is doing.
No,
they can operate independently.
Or she, or whoever it is.
Well, yeah. I'm in Missouri now, and all the restaurants are pretty much either at 25% capacity and working their way forward. I'm in retail, and our company has opened up, and we started on a smaller scale of people. But what they're going to find out is this unemployment rate is going to go up higher anyway, and
sure.
It's going to be because businesses have taken this time to think about smarter ways of running their business. And they're not going to be hiring back the bulk of the people that they let
right.
go because they're realizing they've had a breath of fresh air for a few minutes based on the government giving them money. To where they've had time to put pen to paper and analyze what they can let go and what they need.
Or if they even are still there by the time, if they're even still there by the time they're allowed to reopen or able
right.
to reopen.
Well, plus the customer base is going to be dried up to some extent too, because people are, they don't have as much money that they, you know, they've been working. Not everybody's gotten the unemployment, right? Like some
yeah.
people have tried to get the unemployment, but the website crashes and it's, you know, government website, so of course it sucks.
Or if you yeah. just and, have had your hours cut, then you don't get any
right.
unemployment, but you just now have less money.
Yeah, so there's going to be
fewer
customers.
Well, also think about this in retail world. They're inviting people to come back a certain amount, and they're still keeping some on furlough they want to keep and work back in. But the people that are coming back into the retail world and coming the first to come back, they're losing a, well, in this case, for instance, it could be up to $1,000 a month based on the
mm-hmm.
$600 and whatever you get in your unemployment based on your state. And when you do that, you're now taking a job, and if you're a commission salesman, you may not get paid till the end of the month.
Right.
So now you're working 4 weeks, losing your unemployment and all the other benefits, so just to get back, you could earn a check again and try to get back to normal.
Well, just don't go back.
The whole thing is screwed up.
Right.
Whole,
yeah,
and you could do that, but then you don't have a job. And so I'm grateful to have a job because there's 14% unemployment, which could even be higher because all the measuring apparatuses are stupid anyway. But I would just say this. I not only don't think, but I know for a fact, and I'll go on record, I'm not willing to give up my rights out of fear. And I'm not willing to let them dip into my constitutional rights just because there's a bulk of liberals out there and some conservatives, but a lot of them are basically liberals who don't want to go back to work because many of them are making more money on unemployment right now than they made an entire week when they were working.
That's a smart financial decision on their part, though. Right. They're being incentivized to stay home. You can't fault them for going like, I can get paid $3,000 for not working, or I can go to work and get paid $2,000.
Hey, if you're going to do that for a couple months and be like, this is my short-term strategy, okay, fine. But as a longer-term thing, you have to be like, okay, if I just don't go to work for like 6-7 months, I'm going to have a problem at some point.
Kelly,
but you can push that out as far as you want.
Thanks for the call, Kelly. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the thoughts. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And of course, then you also have the Democrats in Congress have introduced a $2,000 monthly
even more so. Why go back to work?
As well. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio live Sunday edition.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More states are reopening despite the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Christopher Murray is director of the University of Washington Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation.
Our suspicion is that there will be about 10 days from now in these places that have had the big increases in mobility, we are expecting to see a jump in cases.
He tells CBS's Face the Nation his latest prediction is more than 137,000 deaths in the U.S. by August 4th. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says medical investigators are trying to figure out if there's a link between the coronavirus and a new disease that's killing children.
It is a situation that has taken the lives of three New Yorkers. There are two additional deaths that are currently under investigation as possibly related to this same situation.
This is USA Radio News. Transcripts have been released of the House Intelligence Committee investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Ranking member Devin Nunes on Sunday Morning Futures.
We had a strategy here that we wanted to get every single person that we interviewed, whether or not they knew of any evidence of collusion, coordination, or conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russians.
Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says there is proof the Trump campaign invited Russian help, made full use of it, then covered it up. Tesla is suing the state of California, USA's John Hunt reports.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk threatened to pull the company's factory and headquarters out of California and has sued local officials who have stopped the company from reopening its electric vehicle factory. In a lawsuit filed in federal court, Tesla accused the Alameda County Health Department of overstepping federal and state coronavirus restrictions when it stopped Tesla from restarting production at its factory in Fremont.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the show. As always, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. You want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Well, with AnyPay, you can now earn passive income for every purchase made in those currencies at those businesses if you are the one who set them up. So you want to download the AnyPay Cash Register app and then set it up for yourself. Try it out. Test it. Make sure you know how it works. Get familiar with it. Then install it at a real-life business and tell them you did it at AnyPayInc.com. So you got to let them know so they can give you the credit for getting that business on board.
And do it soon while they're reopening.
That's right. AnyPayInc.com. As we go back to your calls, your thoughts, then coming up the opinion piece, which I thought was really interesting, over at Washington Times, titled Executive Orders Are Not Laws. We go first, though, to Jimmy in Missouri, listening online. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, I'd like to mention a couple of things. One of them is Trump announcing that he's going to start nationalizing food production next week.
What?
And House Bill 6666, which is the TRACE Act, which is spending $100 billion on hiring people to be contact tracers that will and go around, you know, I guess sniffing out people that may have had contact with somebody.
Also known as snitches.
Yeah. But first, the...
is this going to be attached to a universal health care bill? That was a joke.
With Trump's tweet, he said, starting next week at my order, the USA will be purchasing from our farmers, ranchers, and specialty crop growers $3 billion worth of dairy, meat, and produce for food lines and kitchens, quote, farmers to family food box. Great news for all.
So it's a bailout for the farms, sounds like.
Yeah, I don't know if that constitutes nationalized. I mean, it's not good. I don't know if that constitutes nationalizing farming.
Well, I had a customer at my regular job suggest that we should have nationalized the factories early on to make sure that there was enough mask production being done. And why didn't we did it in World War II, Ian?
Who suggested that?
And there was a customer that I was having a conversation with at my regular
job. Who wanted to.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
They had the feds. There's a daily limit on how many masks you're legally allowed to make in a day.
Right, but if you nationalize the factories producing it, then you can get around those. This was, again, not what I said, just a conversation I had with another customer.
This is, obviously a socialist, is somebody who wants to take over industry and thinks that government can run.
Oh, but he was against socialism. So he did not want the liberal socialism, but Jimmy, he wanted the fascist factory takeover.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Well, the family food box part, man, that really sounds real, kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies. Yeebie-jeebies. Sounds like food rationing almost, you know. Just, I don't know.
Well, that's they're strange. Spending $3 billion on meat and milk and whatever else it was that he said there. That's not anything that's really that new. I mean, the federal government has been giving farmers subsidies for as long as I've been alive. And essentially, they've frequently been known to actually pay farmers to produce food that's actually not in demand. It's like just an entirely wasteful corporate welfare thing that has been
going on. And a lot of time they'll pay them to straight up not plant anything at all.
That's true as well, yeah. So it's just a ridiculous thing. And so this just sounds like more of the same. Yeah,
this sounds like clickbait on Trump's part. It might, like, I don't know if he plans on some kind of mass takeover or not. There also is right now a bunch of food going to waste because there's legal hurdles in the way of getting it to anyone. So if the feds buy it instead of just throwing it in the trash, I mean, I hate saying that's better, but...
Well, they're going to buy it. It's going to go in the trash.
They should just remove the hurdle.
Yeah. Well, there's been some farms going like, you know what, we're not going to throw out this stock, even though, so just, you know, and there's been lines, the story's lines mile long to buy, you know, farm to table. So there are options out there if you're willing to break the law.
It depends on what kind of contracts they have.
Thank you for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. And, yes, there are a lot of, you know, government bureaucracies and laws and all these, you know, gangsters that stand in the way of just getting business done or telling you who you can and can't do business with. Coming up, Richie, you've got a story about a woman who set up there's two stories. They're actually very similar, but they're completely different parts of the country, of people setting up food pantries to try to help people out.
Yep.
And guess who stopped it?
Snitches.
The government gang. Because a snitch can't do anything without a gang to, you know,
right,
to listen to them. And
but he saw something, history. He said something, and the government came a knocking.
So we'll get into that here. But first, a story here from Cheryl Chumley over at the Washington Times, published on Tuesday this week. COVID-19 has shined some important light on the tendency of government to do as founding fathers warned, stretch and reach and overreach and tread into places it doesn't belong. And as the executive orders come fast and furious from governor's mansions around the nation, it's high time for a reminder, orders are not laws. Specifically these governor's orders. They should be so-called emergency orders. They should be challenged by the people, she writes. She says they should be held to constitutional muster. They should be challenged and debated and fought over because they threaten the very foundation of America's free society.
Okay. So that right there begs the question, how? How do you challenge it?
By ignoring it.
Okay, but then they're going to enforce it.
That's right.
And then you have to challenge it
in court.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't that way, but unfortunately, that's the way it is. Right. And so, yeah, you need to have people with the huevos to open their doors up despite the threats that might be going on.
Now, and you're asking one individual to risk a lot.
I would like to ask all of the individuals to do that. I understand that almost none of them will because they didn't get into business to challenge the government, right? Like, that wasn't the reason they started their business. They wanted to provide a product or service to their community and, you know, satisfy their customers. But unfortunately, at this point, we may see, and as this goes on in certain cases, we may see some business owners deciding that they're willing to take the risk of running their business how they want because they're going to lose their business anyway. So the government has now put them into a position where if they don't do something, then they're going to definitely go out of business.
Yeah, and it shouldn't come to that.
That's
right?
What it's, that's
you should
what
be
it's
able,
done, though.
You should be able to challenge it without, you know, putting as much on the line as they are when they pass it.
Well, there's no way to do it because in order to sort of preemptively challenge it, you'd have to bring a lawsuit, a civil suit or whatever, and that's very, very expensive.
Well, and you won't have standing to do anyway, which is... Yeah. A serious flaw, even within the statist mythology, is a serious flaw in the legal system where they can just go around passing unconstitutional stuff, and the only way for you to challenge it is to break the law and get arrested.
Right.
And then you could say, hey, this was unconstitutional in the first place.
Meanwhile, you're sitting in jail.
Yeah.
America's not a kingdom, but rather a system of limited government, where rule of law, meaning the Constitution, guides, not mob mentality or worse, fear, and public servants are just that, beholden to the citizenry. Oh, isn't that a nice idea?
I also think we're getting away from people caring too much about the Constitution. Right, because you go, like, that's not constitutional. They go, well, you know, it's for our safety, so
yeah,
it's better.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They didn't care in the first place.
No.
You're right, but it's getting, you know, you can't even use, like, the Constitution as an argument against these things because no one cares what the Constitution says anymore.
They don't know what it says.
Yeah.
Executive orders bypass that system, she says. They are not duly passed laws by elected representatives of the people. They are not pieces of legislation that are openly debated and discussed and voted upon in ways that keep the elected accountable to the people.
But the precedent has been set for decades, and that's just the way it is now.
They don't give the voter the chance to express yay or nay. They don't allow the people to hold the ultimate power. And of course, we know that all of the things she's talking about here in this story are just fanciful ideas that never really existed in reality. Nor would it be okay if the state legislature passed a similar law, right? Like, it still wouldn't be okay.
It would cost them more to do that.
And it would take longer. They would have to...
I mean PR costs, not, like, dollars.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Well, maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't, Melanie, because the governors are getting tremendous public relations out of this. They're having huge numbers of approval ratings. The New Hampshire governor, for instance, he's a Republican. He's getting almost 9 out of 10 Democrats approve of how he's so-called handling this. More coming up here in moments. People love being told what to do, apparently. It's Free Talk Live.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. However, we have a firm no-mask policy here as far as if you're calling in, you better not have a damn mask on.
Because you saw a little muffler that you can't really hear.
All right. So annoying. Masks. Ridiculous. I did see a photo that Tracy, one of our longtime listeners, shared on her Instagram, which I thought was pretty cool. It was of a business that has signs out front. Now, presumably it was the actual business that put these signs out, not just the person who wanted to take the photo. But it says there's four signs with, like, sandbags standing, you know, holding them down. The first one says, "We're open to the truth." The next one says, "No masks allowed." Third sign says, "Handshakes, okay."
Nice.
And the final sign says, "Hugs, very okay."
Very cool.
So I'm like, well, where is this place? I want to know. I want to, you know, give them some publicity.
I've seen another one, presumably from the store, where it basically said, like, all customers are required to wear a mask. However, we understand that, you know, according to the ADA, there might be some disabilities that don't require you to wear a mask.
Hmm.
If we see you not wearing a mask, we're going to assume it's because you have a disability that precludes you from wearing one.
And they won't say anything.
And we're not going to bother you about
okay,
it
good.
In violation of the ADA.
Good.
So I thought that
good.
Was a nice little workaround there, too.
Yeah, because there's apparently, like, one of the dollar stores around here has some kind of signage up about not wearing masks, or rather, you must wear a mask to go into the store. And so I kind of feel like, well, what would happen if a group of people went in there without wearing masks? Are they going to yell at everybody? And if so,
yeah.
What if you just turn around and walk out? You know, will they then feel like, oh, darn, we just missed out on a sale? I mean, a typical cashier probably won't care. For them, it's less work.
But with 9 out of 10 Americans supporting the mask wearing. And
is that true?
I don't know. But, I mean, you said like 9 out of 10 want the, or saying we're opening too early.
1 out of 10 said things should go back to normal.
Right. So 9 out of 10.
I don't know if that means that 9 out of 10 support mask wearing.
Okay.
I wouldn't jump to that conclusion. But that does make me wonder if there's been any polls on specifically the question of wearing masks. Like how many Americans are wearing them versus not when they leave the house. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, and then more we can talk about this idea of executive orders are not laws. First, we've got Chris. He's in Washington State. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Rich, I am a CPA and business advisor to farmers and food production companies in the Pacific Northwest. And I think it's important to say that, yes, there are tremendous problems in food and agriculture right now, but it's really all due to the issues in the supply chain that have come because of the government shutdowns, the complete and total wreckage of the supply chain due to restaurants shutting down, and so many, in many parts of the country, more than 50% of the day's calories were eaten outside of the home. It just caused incredible problems. So it's not that there is a shortage of food. There's a shortage of food in the immediate supply chain for retailers and for the average consumer. So I really, the point of my call is to tell you a little bit about a project that is not mine, and I don't have any financial interest in this, but I found out about it about a week ago and was really excited. It's called the FarmLink Project. And these are a really phenomenal group of young people that were sent home from Brown and Stanford University and realized it was a problem with hunger. And they just basically got off their butts and got to work and started picking up the phone and getting in touch with farmers and food distributors and raising money to buy food directly from farmers who are about to dump crops, which is happening all over the country right now. It's a really sad, awful thing that's going on. So to buy that food either directly from the farmers, pay the wages of the people that need to pick those crops, get them to the distributors, get them to the food banks, and instead of that food being wasted, get into the hands of the people who need it.
So
it's a really tremendous program.
I've got a question, probably coming from ignorance, and, partially, I understand, the whole, the farmers have to abide by certain contracts, right? I get that part of the argument. But if you're saying there's no food shortage and it's all supply chain, right, what part of the supply chain was shut down where the grocery stores, right, are lacking food on the shelves, right?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. Yeah, Rich, thanks for the question. So let's pretend that if the supply chain was built around the idea that 50% or more of Americans' calories were going to be eaten out of their household, right? So that means that packaging, think of a company that produces dairy. The dairy is a great example. We have customers who serve the dairy industry, and their farmers are literally dumping thousands, millions of pounds of milk into the manure pits every day because there's no one willing to truck the dairy, the milk, to the dairy producers. So if you're accustomed, if the food supply chain is accustomed to selling to these wholesale distributors who then sell to the restaurants, think about when you go to Costco and you see those 50-pound bags of rice and beans that, nobody buys that, right? But people do. Well, so it's really difficult if you're a dairy producer or a dairy manufacturer, a distributor who is used to supplying Sysco and some of these other larger sort of groups of Benny Keith Foods that supply the restaurants. You're selling, you're set up, all your capital equipment is set up to produce product in giant 50-pound shredded bags of cheese, right? Or 50-pound boxes of potatoes, or 50-pound boxes of X and Y. And something that'll really tick you off that makes me just sick to my stomach is that one of the main reasons that a lot of these PAF products can't even get to the grocery stores, even if the grocery stores wanted to buy them, is because they're not FDA labeled for consumer consumption. So even
that
though
explains
I don't get to. Right. Isn't it stupid? So even though when I go to a restaurant, I don't get to see all the labels of every ingredient that went into making my food, these crops are literally being destroyed. And we're going to see the tremendous hunger issues in America like we've never seen before, just because, not because of COVID, because of the government response and total destruction.
And in current times, historically, starvation was a problem. In current times, all starvation is caused directly by states. We do not have a market problem with creating enough food. We have a problem with people creating food, and then the states either steal it or destroy it. I mean, that's everywhere, including the third world.
Or they make it impossible to get your hands on it.
So it's not the business destroying the milk, right?
It kind of is because milk only lasts for so long, and then they have exclusivity contracts, some of them, and they have...
Well, there's also subsidies with milk as well, from what I understand.
I got you. But there's a certain segment that will say, look at these businesses destroying the milk in order to keep the price up for profit, whereas they could be giving it to these poor people who need the product.
Sure. Well, think about it. If you're a food manufacturer, right? So farmers really don't. The farmer is not the person who supplies your grocery store, right? The farmer sells to a distributor,
right.
Someone who packages the product, cleans it, all that sort of mm-hmm. stuff, and then that probably goes, frankly, to another distributor.
You mentioned early on that there was no one was willing to truck that stuff over either? Like from the, no one was willing to truck the farm to the warehouse or whatever?
Right, so trucking rates have dropped through the floor. Truckers, there's a tremendous shortage there's an abundance of trucking supply. The demand has completely fallen through because the restaurants and things like that aren't open. So if you are a dairy, let's say you're a dairy, a cheese manufacturer, and you're unable to move your product because your product isn't set up to go out to retailers, well, then you're not going to buy the milk from the dairy. So, but the cows are going to have to get milk several times mm-hmm. a day, no matter what, or you will lose your cows. You'll literally destroy your cows. So the cows have to get milk. So if there's nowhere to take your product to get it off the farm, then it literally just has to go get dumped. Does that make sense? So these groups that are set up to produce food,
it makes sense.
It's just awful. And the farmers hate they pride themselves on feeding people. I mean, this is there's so much pride in it. And so to see their crop destroyed really just
it's a waste. It's a huge waste.
Really,
sure,
really
it's horrible.
So another form of disobedience then would be to just, you know, be a wholesaler or warehouser and just get the product, sell it directly to consumers without mm-hmm. the FDA label. Out the back door, right? Like, we have product. We package it down to you know, consumer sizes.
Yep, and then make sure you've got plenty of cameras around for when the FDA comes in with the SWAT team and raid your business.
Well, wouldn't that be bad optics? There's a food shortage everywhere.
Doesn't
You're selling
matter.
Food
it's the
to
government.
The people.
They don't care about optics.
They might.
Well,
they
remember
might.
That during the Great Depression, they paid farmers during one of the largest mass starvation events in the United States. They were paying farmers to destroy food in hopes that it would reduce the supply of food and thereby increase the price. I mean, the government here is the boogeyman. They are absolutely a disgusting player here and are going to cause people to die. I mean,
right.
The UN has already revised their global number of people who will be at critical malnutrition this year by double.
All the while, the government goons are pretending that they care about people. Great call. Really informative. I thank you for making it tonight. That they've, you know, positioned themselves as though they care about human life when the reality is all their regulations and the stuff that they do gets in the way of life going on and can create the opposite effect, which is to say, as he was saying, malnutrition and eventual death, suicide. 855-450-4.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.